smile every day. Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we're located in Grove City, Ohio. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And you know what that means? It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We get underway at 6:30 on Wednesday evenings with Children's Club's meeting and, of course, our Bible study in the auditorium, and we always have wonderful singing and missionary letter read, and then, of course, our prayer guide, and just a great time in the middle of the week. So come on out and join us if you can. Our Spanish services start at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. And the Bible says here in verse 1, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" Notice that phrase, "how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" And I want to talk to you a few minutes today about that so great salvation. You know, there's such a contrast. If you get an opportunity to ever look up some of the last words of Christians and non-Christians, saved and lost, those with hope and those that are hopeless. And it's really interesting. The French philosopher and comic, François, is that how you would say that? Robillet. He died in the 1500s, but he said, "Bring down the curtain, the farce is over." But Martin Luther, when he died, his last words were, "Our God is the God from whom cometh salvation. God is the Lord by whom we escape death." Voltaire, the great famous atheist, said, "I'm abandoned by God and man. I shall go to hell. O Christ, O Jesus Christ." That was his last words. But Augustus Toplady, who wrote that great hymn, Rock of Ages, and by the way, he went to heaven at just 38 years of age, said this, "I enjoy heaven already in my soul. My prayers are all converted into praises." Thomas Paine had these final words, "I would give worlds if I had them, if the Age of Reason had never been published. Oh, Lord, help me. Christ, help me. Stay with me. It is hell to be left alone." Winston Churchill's last words were, "I'm convinced there is no hope." But John Knox, his last words were, "I live in Christ, I die in Christ, and the flesh need not fear death." So what a contrast between those with hope and those that are hopeless. The nurse that attended Voltaire at his death said, "For all the wealth in the world, I would not see another atheist die." Wow. Oh, there's such a contrast, is there not, between those who accepted God's so great salvation or those who neglected God's so great salvation. What a contrast. Well, the Bible makes it clear here that we will not escape if we neglect God's so great salvation. And I want to focus on those three words, so great salvation. It's so great, number one, because of its ability. Its ability to save sinners. Paul said, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." 2 Corinthians 5:17, "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Change lives. In other words, you look around and you'll find lives that have been changed because of their faith in Jesus Christ. You'll find that salvation works just like the Bible says it would. And it's the only salvation that works. There's no other plan. There's no other person that can save your soul from hell. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. There's no other plans. There's no other purpose. There's no other person. Any plan that neglects the blood of Christ is a failure. Any plan that is a bloodless plan is a failure. Any plan that would include works is a failure. Oh, my friend, the ability to change you from a child of Satan to a child of God is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is not just a Savior, He's the Savior. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father. So I think it's so great salvation in its ability to save mankind. But it's also a great salvation in its availability. This salvation is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. You just be willing to agree with God. Admit to Him that you're a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Admit to Him that you know you should pay for your sin. The wages of sin is death. That death is that separation from God in a place called hell. Admit and agree with God that you believe Jesus died for your sin. God commended His love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for me. Are you willing to admit He died for your sin? And all put my complete faith and trust in Jesus Christ and His payment for my sin as my hope for heaven. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So great salvation. That's available anyone, at all times, anywhere. It's available because it's, number one, it's free. It's a gift. Why? Because Jesus paid for it already. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's also available because it's fast. It's fast. It's instantaneous. The moment you believe, you are saved. The moment you believe, the change takes place. All through the scripture you see this, from the Philippian jailer to Zacchaeus to the woman at the well, on and on and on. It's free and it's fast. It's available. It's so great salvation in its ability. It's so great salvation in its availability. It's so great salvation in its reliability. It is 100% reliable. These things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life. Listen, once you receive Christ your Savior and you received His gift of eternal life, can I help you? It'll never fail. It'll never be revoked. It'll never be repealed. It's absolutely worthy of your faith. It's reliable. You can trust whatever you want. I mean, you can trust, you can be Hindu or Islam, trust in Islam, or you can be Mormon, or you can be Methodist or Catholic or Baptist. But you can never have a surety of eternal life until you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. He's the Savior. Someone said, there's four things God does not know. I thought God knows everything. No, there's four things God does not know. And number one, He doesn't know a sin that He doesn't hate. Yet He doesn't. Number two, He doesn't know a sinner He doesn't love. Number three, He doesn't know a better plan of salvation. And number four, He doesn't know a better time for you to be saved. The songwriter was right when he said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. It's so great salvation because of its ability, because of its availability, because of its reliability. But then it's also great because of its durability. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's durability. Listen, every other plan of man that he has for salvation has an escape clause. Do things by their book, do things by their list, and hope you get in. And if you mess up or you get out of line, you've lost it. You're out. Well, God's plan is different than that. God says once you receive salvation, you've been born again by faith in Jesus Christ, He gives you the gift of eternal life, and He never takes it away. For any reason, for all time. You're saved forever. That's why it's called eternal life. Everything else in this world's going to wear out or pass away. Houses, cars, clothes, furniture, bodies, they're all going to pass away. What isn't? Salvation. That's why it's called everlasting life. That's why Jesus said, you will never perish. That's why Jesus said, you will never be cast out. That's why the scripture says in Hebrews 13, he will never leave us nor forsake us. Salvation is durable. It's durable. It's for eternity. So great salvation in its ability. So great salvation in its availability. So great salvation in its reliability. So great salvation in its durability. And so great salvation in its desirability. The promise is eternal life in heaven with God. Not nirvana, not utopia, not a populated universe, not heaven on earth, but a home in heaven. Jesus said that he's going to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we may be also. That in his Father's house are many mansions. And he's preparing a place for us, that where he is, we may be also. If salvation offered nothing more than just rescue me from hell, that'd be worth it. If he just offered nothing more than cleansing from my sin, that would be worth it. But we get the forgiveness of sin, and we get the promise we're never going to go to hell to pay for those sins. We're going to get to go to heaven. We get all that in heaven too. What a great salvation. What a great salvation God's given to us. Have you received that great salvation? Can I tell you it's desirable? Wouldn't you like to pillow your head at night and have the assurance in your heart that if something would happen to you in the night and you didn't wake up on earth, you'd wake up in glory? Do you have that confidence? We begin with the deathbeds or the last words. What will yours be? Confidence as you leave this world and awake in glory? Or you'll be frightened, like some of those with hopelessness were filled with, departing and dropping into hell. Oh, don't neglect. Don't neglect. Don't neglect so great salvation. Oh, thank you. I'll get to heaven and I'll see my Savior face to face. And I want to say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Oh, my friend, so great salvation. Let's enjoy that salvation today, shall we? And thank God for his goodness in providing. Salvation is a gift of eternal life. If you've trusted Christ as your Savior, let us send you some material that will encourage you and get you started right in your Christian walk and in your Christian life. We'd love to rejoice with you. So let us know. Give us a phone call here at the church or shoot an email to us, and we'd love to hear about your decision for the Lord. And the rest of us, let's tell somebody else about this great salvation that God has provided for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. What a great day it is. Now, I'll invite you back tomorrow to the broadcast, and we'll talk a little bit about being an example believer. Until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.